From the 8th floor, Montague Bay was a turquoise basin encrusted with slums and oxcart traffic on the eastern fringe. Spaced along the waterfront were resort compounds, postcard enclaves that were separated from Nassau's realities by armed guards and tastefully disguised concertina wire. The biologist no longer wondered why tourists came to places like this. People seldom traveled, not really. Travel was too damn unpredictable. Instead, they contrived daydreams. They chose template fictions that matched or came close enough to the vacation they wanted to describe to their friends back home. Near the elevator was a house phone. He dialed housekeeping and told the woman, "I'm a dope. Can you please send someone up with a key to 803? I locked myself out." "Your name, sir?" "James Lutz." That was the name the porn dealer was using. "When security arrives," the woman added, "show them your passport, Mr. Lutz." "Have him bring a bucket of ice, too," the biologist replied. He was palming a 20-euro bill when a kid wearing a name badge appeared, used a passkey, and bowed him into the room. "Hang on, I've got something for you." Inside the closet, as anticipated, was a wall safe, which he fiddled with before giving up. "Damn, must have punched in the number wrong. What's the default code? I need my wallet." The kid opened the safe and stepped back in deference to this solid-looking American who exuded confidence, but in a friendly way that suggested he was also generous. "Thank you, Mr. Lutz," the kid said, accepting the 20. No eye contact. He backed out of the room. "You're supposed to see this." The fake passport earned only a dutiful glance. "He has no future in the security trade," Ford rationalized when the kid was gone. "I did him a favor." "On the other hand, probably not. Child pornography was a billion-dollar international industry. NASA was the ancillary stronghold for a Russian network that branched into Haiti, Indonesia, and the Middle East, particularly Muslim regions where daughters were treated as chattel. Children provided a steady income to jihadists who enjoyed beheading infidels. When word got out that a low-level dealer had lost incriminating files while drinking at the pool bar, Jimmy Lutz, or whatever his name was, would beg first for his life, then a painless bullet. If he lived that long. Wearing gloves and a jeweler's eyepiece, Ford secured an adhesive keystroke transmitter to Lutz's laptop. The translucent tape was 2 inches long and thinner than a human hair. Once mounted on the screen's black border, it became invisible, which Ford confirmed before returning the laptop to its case. Next, the safe. He photographed the contents, a wallet, 2 passports, a bundle of cash, and 6 ultra-secure biometric thumb drives. 3 platinum thumb drives, 3 stealth black. Ford's employer, a Swiss agency, had anticipated this, but had provided him with only 4 stealth versions.